So we are continuing on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Text 4, and it says, Chapter 4, and Text 5 to 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So you can repeat after me, please. Savijitya dasa sarva. Okay, I'm going to skip on to the last sloka. Sarva, okay. Okay. So I will just speak by myself and then you repeat after me. Is that okay? Savijitya dasa sarva. Sarva lokam chatrin mahasura devasura manushyendra gadarva garudorangan Siddhacharana Vidyadran Rishin Pritin Patin Manun Yaksa Raksa Pisache San Preta Bhuta Patinapi. Now is your turn. Sarva Sattva Patin Jitva Vasam Aniya Visvajit Jahara Loka Palanam Sthanani Sahatejasa Sarva Sattva Patinjitva Vasam Aniya Visvaji Jahara Loka Palanam Sthanani Sahatejasa Sarva Sattva Patinjitva Vasam Aniya Visvaji Jahara Loka Palanam Sthanani Sahatejasa Sarva Sattva Patinjitva Vasam Aniya Visvaji Jahar Lokapalanam Sthanani Sahatejasa. Anybody else?
Sarva Sattva Patinjitva
Sarva Sattva Patinjitva Vasam Aniya Visvaji Jahar Lokapalanam Sthanani Sahatejasa
Sarva Sattva Patinjitva
Sarva Sattvim Patinjitva Sarva Sattvim Patinjitva Vasamaniya Sasvajit Jahara Loka Palanam Sthanani Sahatejasam. Mothers, Sarva Satim Patinjitva Asamaniya Visvajit Jahara Loka Palanam Anani Jajajasa Saha.
He
Hiranyakasipu Vijitya conquering Disa the directions Sarva all Lokan planetary systems Cha, end, trin, three, upper, lower, and middle. Maha Asura, the great demon. Deva, the demigods. Asura, the demons. Manushya, of the human beings. Indra, the kings. Gandharva, the Gandharvas. Garuda, the Garudas. Urugan, the great serpents. Siddha, the Siddhas. Charana, the Charanas. Vidyadran, the Vidyaharas. Rusin, the great sages and saintly personalities. Pitru Patin, Yamraj, and the other leaders of the Pitas. Manun, all the different Manus. Yaksa, the Yaksasas. Raksa, the Raksasas. Pisacha Isan, the leaders of Pisacha Loka. Preta, of the Pretas. Bhuta, and the Bhutas. Patin, the masters. Api, also. Sarva Sattva Patin, the masters of all the different planets. Jitva, conquering. Vasam Aniya, bringing under control. Vishwajit, the conqueror of the whole universe. Jahara, unsubbed. Lokapalanam, of the demigods who manage the universal affairs. Sthanani, the places. Saho, with. Tejasa, all their power. Translation and purport by Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Hiranyakasipu became the conqueror of the entire universe. Indeed, that great demon conquered all the planets in the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower, including the planets of the human beings, the Gandharvas, the Garudas, the great serpents, the Siddhas, Charanas, and Vidyaharas, the great saints, Yamraj, the Manus, the Yakshasas, the Rakshasas, the Pisachas, and their masters, and the masters of the ghosts and the Bhutas. He defeated the rulers of all the other planets where there are living entities and brought them under his control, conquering the abodes of all. He seized their power and influence. Purport. The word Garuda in this verse indicates that there are planets of great birds like Garuda. Similarly, the word Urga indicates that there are planets of enormous serpents. Such a description of various planets of the universe may challenge modern scientists who think that all planets but this Earth are vacant. These scientists claim to have launched excursions of the moon, where they have found no living entities but only big craters full of dust and stone. Although in fact the moon is so brilliant that it acts like the sun in illuminating the entire universe. Of course, it is not possible to convince modern scientists of the Vedic information about the universe. Nonetheless, we are not very much impressed by the words of the scientists who say that all other planets are vacant and only the Earth is full of living entities. Please repeat after me. Hiranyakasipu became the conqueror of the entire universe. Indeed, the great demon conquered all the planets in the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower, including the planets of the human beings, the Gandharvas, the Garudas, the great serpents, the Siddhas, Charanas, and Vidyaharas, the great saints, Yamraj, the Manus, the Yakshasas, the Rakshasas, the Pisachas, and their masters, and the masters of the ghosts and Bhutas. He defeated the rulers of all the other planets where there are living entities and brought them under his control, conquering the abodes of all. He seized their power and influence. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prashatade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare All together Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Very interesting, eh? The tapasya performed by Hiranyakasipu. How many of us are willing to stand on 1 foot in front of Krishna Balaram for 1 day? Just on 1 foot for 1 day? No volunteers? About half a day, it's only 12 hours. My God. What about 1 hour? He's going to try for 1 hour today. You're the president, you have to make sure he volunteered. So, we can see that in the material world or the material universe, nothing is easily available. For everything that you endeavor, there is tapasya required. You know? The bigger the tapasya, the bigger the results. And maybe not true sometimes. Because you may say the rikshawala works hard all day and he gets 300 rupees, maybe 600, maybe a little bit more. And then the managers, they sit in the office all day and they make a lot more, you know. And then there are some people who are simply flying and they make millions of crores. So, why there is discrimination? We would think like that, why there is discrimination. So there is karma is involved there also. So in order to understand this, we have to follow the instructions. Jai Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram Shishi Gonitai Bhagavan Ki Jai. It is essential to understand that Tad Vidhi Pranipate Na Pariprasne Na Sevaya Upadekshyanti Te Jnanam Jnani Nas Tattva Darsina. That if you want to understand the science of humanity, the science of the demigods, the science of interaction between the demigods and the human beings and the other living entities that exist, and then from this loka we can understand that there are so many different kind of lokas, you know. We are so entangled in the material world here, but beyond this world there are so many other worlds, you know. Think that there is a planet of the serpents and the serpents are talking to each other, you know. Think there is a planet of the birds and the birds are talking to each other. Yeah. Really difficult for human beings to conceive, but that is the reality, you know. There are so many planets, if you try to understand all these planets, we are going to need so many lifetimes. So is it worth it, you know? Is it really worth endeavoring to try and understand all that? Or is there a higher science by which you can come to a realization so that when you get to that realization, to a certain stage from that platform, you will be able to see everything that exists by the mercy of the Lord. No? So here the question arises that there is a science that is given to us by Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is so simple. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gati Ranyata. Simply by chanting the holy name, we can go back home back to Godhead, and we can be at that platform from where we can see everything and we can get that knowledge without having to endeavor like Hiranyakasipu. So why don't everyone follow that? Why doesn't everyone follow that? That's the question that arises, you know. So in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th verse, text 15, Prabhupada explains, he gives the meaning of Namam Duskritana Muda Prapadyante Naradama Mayaya Pratit Jnana Asuram Bhavan Asritaha. Prabhupada explains that there is four kinds of Duskritinas, mudas. He explains that there is four kinds of mudas, and they are destined to live in illusion. There are certain personalities, certain living entities, they like to live in illusion. So the first description he gives is of what he calls the mudas. And he gives an example of a donkey. What does a donkey do? He's getting beaten up all day by a stick and he's working hard. The harder you hit the donkey, the faster it will move and the harder it will work. Isn't that true? You see that? What for? What for at the end of the day? This much amount of grass to eat and a little bit of sex and then go to sleep and next day get beaten up all day, right? Prabhupada then explains in that verse, is really nice. Prabhupada has given 4 pages of explanation and I would humbly request that you all read that. He explains that human beings are not different. 99.9%, he says, 99.9% of human beings are also acting like donkeys. They are being beaten up by Maya throughout the day and they are working like the asses. They are working like the donkeys. What for? So that you can have a roof where you can sleep at night and plate of prasadam. How much prasadam can you eat? Right? Pancha got a marriage, very nice feast, 56 items, chapan bo. How many of those items can you eat, one plate full each? No. You take a little bit of everything and by the time you finish 56 items, you're done. Right? How much can we eat? How much can we enjoy the material energy? The point is, the question is, why is the world 99.9% endeavoring like the donkeys? If you go, nowadays the internet is there, so if you go on the YouTube and you just say the movement of the people in London or Los Angeles, Washington or Delhi or whichever city, you see people are just moving. They're moving. You can see like this, if you kind of blow it up, you see people are just moving so fast, and you go into some of these cities. Like I used to go in London and then I was in Washington for the last 20 years. And then every time I went downtown to distribute books or see, you'd see people are rushing at lunchtime. They don't have time to eat. They're buying their sandwich or whatever. And their lunchtime is eating, munching away while they're walking. So they have to rush back to work. 60 hours a week nowadays, they have to work like donkeys. So they can pay their bills. Can you imagine 60 hours? So this is what Prabhupada calls complete mudas. He explains the second category. He calls them Naradama. Nara are human beings. And Adama, that means there's that group of us human beings who are following social activities, political activities, but without any religiosity. So those are the people who are appearing to be so much more better off than the complete Sudras who are just working like donkeys. But Prabhupada explains in that Prabhupada that they're actually worse than the Mudras because now they are bringing illusion into themselves because they think that they're doing so well socially, they're doing so well politically. So therefore, they are the higher intelligent class of people. And therefore, they can actually argue. They will argue. you know, that yes, Krishna is like this, Krishna is like that, but, you know, politically like this or politically like that. Or, like Prabhupada was approached by one of the disciples in the early days, when Prabhupada said that, no, they are fooling you, they are not going to the moon. You know, the astrologers or these Apollos are not going to the moon. And the devotee got so disturbed. So he came again, said, Prabhupada, that they are giving in the media, they are showing that they are landing on the moon, they are picking up rocks, they are floating, you know. There is no life on the moon. And Prabhupada said, that's simply because they are mudas, they are fools, they are rascals. They are simply being cheated and they are also cheating you, you know. So later on, it came out, and the previous president of Washington also kind of came on one of the interviews, and he actually acknowledged that yes, there is a place in Arizona where all these Apollos were landing and they were creating this video effect so that people were thinking that the Americans are landing on the moon. But Prabhupada is explaining that on the moon there is a life. Moon is so brilliant, it's almost brilliant like the sun, that when it's blowing fully, it is giving prakash, it's giving, you know, light to the whole universe, material universe. So it was difficult for that devotee to understand. You know, at that time, most scientists would have rejected what Prabhupada said. But now that it is now come out in the clear and open that there was no such landing on the moon, then masses of the people can understand. And it's so many years back, so many people got fooled and many people just didn't take it seriously because it didn't mean much to them, you know. And then Prabhupada explains that the fourth class of mudas or duskritinas are asuram bhava asrita. Asuram bhava asrita means those people are completely atheistic people, complete atheists. As far as they're concerned, God does not exist, you know. And that is seen under the communist rule. You see under the communist rule that they don't believe in God, they don't accept that God exists, and if anyone is preaching or trying to preach that there is Krishna, there is Bhagavad Gita, or there is Jesus Christ, there is the Bible, then those people get locked up in the cells, or they may even get executed. You know? So, this is the situation of the Duskritinas, and Prabhupada explains that for this class of people, you know, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, the cycle of reincarnation is inevitable. They'll continue. However, he says that only by the mercy of the devotees that these personalities can be saved, you know. And this is what Lord Chaitanya is also telling us. And Lord Chaitanya spends 2 months with Sanatan Goswami, very beautiful exchange of, you know, philosophical deep understanding that Lord Chaitanya is giving to Sanatan Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami is asking questions for how many days or how many hours? 2 months, you know. That dialogue is so amazing. If you can't read the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, I request or humbly advise you, read the dialogue between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatan Goswami several times. It will bring so much life to you, it will become so much knowledge to you. And then at the end, Sanatan Goswami, his question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that, this is so wonderful, the science you have given, the realization you have given, you know. It's beyond all these planets, because these planets are material planets. It's beyond all these planets. So what is it that you can give me as blessings, that can be blessings for the entire population in the world? What is it that they should be doing? Then finally, Lord Chaitanya says, Name Ruchi Jive Daya Vaishnava Seva. Everyone can repeat, Name Ruchi Jive Daya Vaishnava Seva. Once again, and louder please, Name Ruchi Jive Daya Vaishnava Seva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses that anyone who can follow this will be delivered. You will be freed from the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. You know, think about it seriously. Prabhupada also says that every morning you should beat your mind up with the shoes 100 times. And before you go to sleep, you should beat up your mind with what? Does anyone know? Broom, right. You have many brooms here? Hopefully they'll be useful. So Prabhupada is explaining that, like, yes, what does it mean? 100 times you beat up your mind with the shoes. Can you get your mind out and bring the shoes? Can you give me the shoes? No. It's a metaphor that Prabhupada uses very nicely so that we can understand that first 100 material thoughts that come to our mind, that is going to take away from the service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should reject them. No. No. I haven't chanted my rounds. First I will chant my rounds before I'll do anything else. I will do my service. Before I get involved in going to do my shopping, whatever else is lined up. First 4.5 hours of the morning is my sadhana bhakti. I'm not deviating. Because that's what's going to charge me up. We have to have name ruchi. Name ruchi means seriously we should chant our rounds. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When I'm calling upon Krishna, am I really paying attention to Krishna coming to me? If the Shastra says, the Goswami say, Prabhupada tells us that every time you call upon Krishna, Krishna is on my tip of my tongue. Am I respecting Him when He's coming? Am I receiving Him? Am I giving Him due attention? No? Am I really paying attention to chanting the Holy Name? Do I really want to go back home, back to Godhead? Or do I want to come back? No? This is vital. Vital part of our life. At the end of the life, Krishna says, Antakale chamameva smaran muktava kalevaram. Antakale chamameva. You know, anyone who thinks of me at the time of death will come to me. There is no doubt about that, you know. He says that let there be no doubt. But how are we going to remember him at the time of death? Because death is not a prescribed sleep that somebody gives you from the pharmacy or doctor. Okay, on such and such day, such and such time, you're going to die because you're going to be in a plane crash, or you're going to die because the car is going to hit you, or maybe you might be in Krishna Balaram temple chanting and dancing if you're fortunate. You know? Very few rare souls like Gaur Goswami, he was in Mayapur and he was sitting like with a group of devotees in a temple room, and he was glorifying the pastimes of Lord Jagannath, and then he said, and you simply have to surrender to Lord Jagannath. And he was gone. You know, he said, simply have to be surrendered to Lord Jagannath. What an example. Everyone was sitting there thinking he's in deep meditation, but he left. He went to Lord Jagannath. He could think of Lord Jagannath. Isn't that amazing? That only a devotee who simply, sincerely and deeply surrendered to the instructions that are given to us by Prabhupada can make that happen. You know. So this is important. Our chanting is very, very important. If you are chanting and you like to japa walk, that's fine, but it should be deep meditation. Not talking in between while we are chanting. Not sitting in a veranda and talking in between and chanting. You know, that is offensive. We say one of the 10 offenses is to what? To chant inattentively, right? Inattentive chanting is an offense to the Holy Name. So we have to take that offense seriously. These are all different directions. If you look at all the different instructions, it's coming to the one point. Do not be offensive. Chant attentively. Stay focused. Think of Krishna seriously. You know, like that. So name ruchi is very, very important. Unless you have that ruchi, how will you develop the jive daya? To be merciful to other living entities. This is how these four classes of duskritinas are going to be saved, by the mercy of the devotees, like Srila Prabhupada did. No. You may say, oh, sometimes I get questions when you talk about Lord Narasimhadeva. But you know, Prahlad Maharaj was an exalted devotee. And Lord Narasimhadeva appeared. So that was a different time, but like now, you know, I cannot be like Prahlad Maharaj. I am not Prahlad Maharaj. I can't be like him. There must be something else. So here, I just want to go back one step. Prabhupada refers to Hiranyakasipu as a great demon, Maha Asura, you know. But he also has given us Maha Prasad, right? So if you can't play with the Maha Asura, you can definitely respect Maha Prasad. Nothing stopping you from that. However, I would say that we should be really thankful that Hiranyakasipu came, a great demon came. Because if he didn't come, then Narsingadev would not have come either. Right? So be thankful to the demons, especially the Mahasuras, because when they come, Krishna is forced to come. Krishna has to come. All these demigods, they go around, please Krishna come. We can't you know, do anything without your help. That is how Krishna makes all the demigods surrender also. You know? Because false ego is a primary element that everyone carries with us, you know. Even when we die, they say in the subtle body the ego is going with us. So ego is one thing, but false ego is another thing. So somehow or another, false ego is always there. And the demigods also sometimes become puffed up. And from Krishna's pastimes you can see that and experience that. However, better to focus on Prabhupada's pastimes because they are relevant for us. And when we focus on Prabhupada's pastimes, we can understand so many things so much more easily. That Lord Chaitanya comes and he delivers Jagai and Madai. You know, very nice example. Doesn't matter how demoniac they are, how Duskritinas, what class of Duskritinas there are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing by example that the demoniac personalities can also be delivered. You know, in the form of, if they even the form of human beings. You know? And if you pray sincerely to Lord Narsingadev, he will come and help you, even in this form. You don't have to be Prahlad Maharaj. You have to be simply a simple devotee who is surrendered and meditate upon Lord Narsingadev sincerely. No? I remember an example a few years back that was narrated in the ISKCON internet. And there was one person, an American person, who was in coma. And he was dying. So he was completely in coma and his daughter had become a devotee. So he was very, very offensive towards Lord Narsingadev. He just didn't like the fact that his daughter was worshipping, according to him, some kind of a creature that is half man and half lion. This cannot be such an existence as far as he was concerned. So he was thinking that his daughter is really, really, really brainwashed, you know. Anyway, daughter came here serving in Mayapur for many years. Her faith and attachment to Lord Narsingadev was so flinching, so serious, so deep that no one could take her away from her services. In whichever it was, always Lord Narsingadev, chanting Narsingadev prayers, doing a japa and everything. But like, then she got a call saying, "Father is dying, is in coma. If you so desire, please fly over." Devotees are compassionate. Name ruchi jive daya. Devotees are always compassionate. She didn't think, my father threw me out of the house. Now 30 years gone. He's a demon. Let him suffer. Let him die. No, she was compassionate. She was caring. Okay, my father is dying. I have faith in Lord Narsingadev. And I will go and chant the holy name of Lord Narsingadev so that my father's soul can also be delivered. Just like when the Puspa Viman came for Dhruva Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj, they wanted to know, you know, where Dhruva Maharaj wanted to know where his mother was, whereas Prahlad Maharaj wanted his father to be delivered, despite Hiranyakasipu being such a big demon. So when this mother came to the father's bed, he's lying in coma, so there is no communication. But she's sitting there continuously around 24/7, just chanting Narsingadev prayers over and over and over. Of course, everyone in the family is thinking, crazy woman, right? But she's chanting. On the second day, the father's fingers started moving like this, tap, tap, tap. As she's singing, he's tapping to the daughters. And then gradually he comes to life. He comes out of coma. And the first thing he looks at is his daughter. He doesn't want to see anyone else. And then he calls her closer, says, "You know that half man, half lion? Can you sing that to me, please?" Then he says, "Can you teach me how to sing, please?" And then he reveals that while he was in coma, Narasingadeva was blessing him. So in his coma form, he was able to see Lord Narasingadeva. Despite the fact that he was such a demoniac person, by the mercy of the soul that was in a woman's body that happened to be his daughter, he is getting these blessings. Never underestimate or undermine the power of praying by a devotee. We should never think that, oh, I am doing this prayer and why Lord is not reciprocating. It can take many years, but when Krishna says, I am with you all the time, simply call upon me, he means it. You can call him in his Narasingha form, you can call him in Krishna Balaram form, whatever that is prescribed by Srila Prabhupada. I won't say general sastras, I would say Srimad Bhagavatam given by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has told us at least 3 times you read my books before you touch any other books. If you haven't read any other books, good. Read Prabhupada's books 3 times. If you read only 1 time, please don't touch other books. It's his instruction, I'm just repeating. Read his instructions again and again and again. At a certain stage, you will develop attachment to Prabhupada's teachings and you will develop to certain sadhana bhakti and certain level of meditation that will bring you to this level. These gentlemen, he learned to chant Narasingadeva prayers, and all he did, he was continuously chanting with his daughter Narasingadeva prayers. By now the whole family was completely mesmerized because they could not understand what was going, but they were still mesmerized. And then 2 weeks later he left his body. So you don't have to be Prahlad Maharaj, but you have to have the consciousness of Prahlad Maharaj. He was always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No? There was no time when he was not thinking of, you know, he was being thrown into the boiling oil, he could see only Krishna in there. He was being thrown from the cliff, he could see that my Lord is waiting to receive me and carry me, you know. So he was thrown among the serpents, nothing happened to him. Why? Because only he could see Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, Krishna in everyone's heart. You know? So we have 5 minutes, I can continue for all day. I love the pastimes of the Lord, but if anyone has any questions or comments, yes, Prabhu. Maybe you can speak without speaker, it's not, it's just echoing. So you want to know why he gave him that benediction? So his question is related in the sense that Hiranyakasipu is doing tapasya, glorifying Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma gets excited. He's very impressed and he gives this benediction. So in that respect you can see why Prabhupada does not encourage us to worship demigods. Because demigods are very easily pleased to give us material benefits. Lord Brahma gives tathastu to Hiranyakasipu, okay, you are asking for this blessing, you can have this blessing. Although tells him that it's not so easily available, you know. Ravana goes to Lord Shiva and Lord Shiva easily gives the benediction to Ravana. And then what do? They become the greatest demons. They go and control the entire, you know, material universe, including all the demigods, you know. So, however, when you worship Krishna sincerely, he will give you, first of all, blessings in the form whereby you will get realization. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is saying, no, I don't want to fight. He's his best friend, you know, but he's giving the signs that look, fight because I am in control. Lord Brahma is giving blessings, but then he doesn't have control. What is the value of him giving that blessings at the end of the day when he's creating chaos in the universe? Then he has to go and pray to Lord Krishna. I made a mistake. Can you help me now? Because this demon is now creating havoc, you know. Can you see this? See the way it works? So, therefore, we should not be praying to demigods. Prabhupada doesn't encourage us to pray to demigods. Even the science of these demons going around and praying, it's pastimes that is arranged by the Lord for him to appear for our benefit, but really it's not a recommended process. Many people think, well, he got that benediction, so I can also worship Brahma and get a benediction. But like I questioned earlier on, how many of us can stand on one feet, you know, or one toe for even 1 hour or for 1 minute, you know, in front of the deities? Never mind about doing all this tapasya, going to the mountains, you know. So, in some ways, our philosophy is Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. Some of these things are inconceivable. So, it is not really worth wasting time on trying to understand Brahma and Hiranyakashipu's relationship, Ravana and Lord Shiva, so Bakasura and Lord Shiva. There's so many pastimes that all you can see is that all these demoniac personalities are doing is they are meditating, they are performing tapasya, they are going through certain tapasya. What is the end result of your tapasya? You become so powerful and then you get your whole body ripped apart completely. You know? Is it really worth it? Why not go to the lotus feet of the Lord and then you get a transcendental move, right? Beyond all the planetary systems, where you become one of the great servants of Radha and Krishna. From there you can see everything and everyone that's going on. And you won't have any more desire. It's like Dhruva Maharaj, he performed such heavy tapasya as a devotee, right? His tapasya was worth it because when Krishna appears in front of him, then he says, my dear Lord, I'm so sorry troubling you to come here. You see how Lord is giving blessings straight away? He gives him realization straight away. Brahma should have done the same thing. Hey, you fool, you are a rascal. You're going to waste your life and time because at the end of the day you're going to get ripped off. But Krishna is so merciful that he gives him knowledge. As soon as he takes darshan of Krishna or in the form of Vishnu, immediately he realizes he wanted to be even higher than Lord Brahma. What tapasya he was performing was to get a position of even one stage higher than that of Brahma, you know. You can call him like Maha Brahma, you know, that kind of position. But as soon as he saw the Lord, he immediately realized, my dear Lord, I didn't realize I was praying for a broken glass of piece of glass, you know, or broken pieces of glass. Forgive me, you know. See the difference between a devotee and a demon? Demon goes for, endeavors for something. At the end of the day, the results, no demon gets a puspa viman to fly back home back to Godhead. But devotees who are simple, they get a puspa viman and they can go. You don't have to book, you know, Air India or, you know, American Airlines or French Airlines. It takes you all the way because these airlines are not going to take you anywhere. Make sense? Yeah. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. One more question, okay. Hare Krishna.
So, he said Hari is Bhaktivatsala. Hari is Bhaktivatsala, and he doesn't do any partiality. When it comes to devotees, we are Bhaktimatikari. Either if he is a Bhaktimatikari, comes to the level of Bhaktimatikari for preaching about this. But they are a bit discriminated. It is a duty of the preacher to identify demons and to avoid them so that he does not waste his value. How is that
mercy? Okay, nice question. There is, you know, if I write down here, number six, you understand number six? If I turn it upside down, is number nine. Okay, so now I write down six and I put it here. This gentleman in the pink is going to see six. This Swamiji on this side is going to see nine. Okay? They're both seeing correctly. Neither of them are wrong. But I can say that one of them is wrong because I can only see six. Or I can go on this side, I can say on this side I can only see nine. You know, a simple example like that. When a parent, a mother or a father, they punish a child, you know, one child appears to be more notorious than other, then the child is also going to think that my mother is not being fair to me, is beating me up, you know. Simple example like that. But the mother's intention is not wrong. Mother has an intention, you know. When Arjuna is thinking, you're thinking of a simple example, but think of Arjuna. He's thinking, how can I kill my guru? How can I kill my great-great-grandfather, you know? Isn't that murder really, by modern standard? Right? But what is Krishna telling him? He's showing that all these people are already dead. And then he's also showing him that they are already delivered, you know? So for an ordinary person, when people who read our Bhagavad Gita, people who read Bhagavad Gita without proper understanding, they will think that Krishna was a mass murderer. Right? But then from science we can understand, the spiritual science I'm talking about. You know, not ni science. What we call science in the modern world is ni science. You know? So modern one ni science people, or people that I explained the four classes of mudras, who do not understand Krishna, who do not understand the different kinds of duskritinas, they will always argue. And Prabhupada says, let them continue arguing. But those people who see from the Bhagavad Gita, or understand Bhagavad Gita properly under the guidance of a spiritual master or under guidance of the devotees, they will be able to understand so many of these things. And it's not wrong for you to ask questions. When people ask questions to Prabhupada, Prabhupada often used to say, only intelligent people will ask questions. No? Then he will also say that, but then once you ask the question, then you have to listen with a surrendered, with a submissive mood. You know, like when you go to a class in the university or college, you go and you see this teacher is going to teach me, so you're already in a surrendered mood. You know? But then some doubts arise, then you ask the question. And then when you ask that question, if you're a smart student, you'll listen very carefully because you want to understand. So if you understand the scriptures properly, then all these questions that arise, that there is discrimination, Krishna is not being fair, that will be taken care of. You know? It's just like Swamiji's here, say he is a qualified surgeon, went to Harvard University, and he's a surgeon, for example. And then I'm me here. I've read all the books on surgery, right? And then I can say, okay, I'm also a surgeon. I have all the equipment and I've set up a room. If you have to have some kind of surgery, not that I'm saying you should have, but say in case, right? Who would you go to? Would you go to Swamiji or would you come to me? Swamiji, right? Not to me, right? So for the same thing applies to understand the science of spirituality, to start understand all these differences that appear that we think and we create doubts within our mind, we have to have a proper surgeon, we have to have a proper teacher who has experience, who can teach us. You know, because they have seen so much, they have experienced so much, and they are able to dissipate that knowledge. You know? So that is very essential that we take. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanina astatva dasana. Somebody who is in proper knowledge, we have to go to that person. Okay. I would like to thank Panchagora and all the devotees for giving me this privilege. It's really a nice privilege and being able to come to Vrindavan after almost 20 years. So, thank you very much. Thank you, Maharaj. Granthras Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sisi Radha Shyam Sundha Bhagavan ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Gonita Bhagavan ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.